When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
All right, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the T-Moss Boss Show. And in today's episode, so you might have already seen the video version of this episode, but I was like, nah, bruh, I gotta do a podcast version of it, too. I gotta talk about this in a longer fashion because, nah, man, this is concerning, you know, because I've never had an issue with this company. I never looked at this company and said I had a bone to pick with this company up until the other day when I bought one of their products, assuming that the product was going to work like how it was advertised, because it's advertised to work for the Xbox Series X. I have an Xbox Series X. Unless I have some futuristic Xbox Series X, I got the same Xbox Series X that everybody else got. So it really confuses me that you make a product for the Xbox Series X, but it doesn't work for the Xbox Series X. It works perfectly fine for Xbox One, but it doesn't work for the Xbox Series X. What sense does that make? You know, like, that's what I'm trying to figure out. What sense does it make to buy a product that's not going to work for the product that I have? I said this before that I don't have an Xbox One. I got rid of my Xbox One right after I had got my Xbox Series X. So I have, because all of the games I could play off of my Xbox One when I had it, I could play those same games on my Xbox Series X. Unless they got some hidden games that I miss. But other than that, I could play just about every game that I had on my Xbox One on my Xbox Series X. So it really confuses me that it's like, if I had my Xbox One, this product would have worked perfectly fine. But because I have something that's advertised, like, you know, this is what everybody's going to be getting now. Hold on for a second. I gotta take my hoodie off for this one because it's getting a little warm. And it's like when I talk on this, it upsets me to talk on this because I'm like, with the amount of money that you ask for this product shouldn't even exist. All right. But so anyways, so actually, you know what? No, let me give you guys a little bit of a backstory on why I had even bought this product in the first place. So years ago, when I had my Xbox One, I realized that I did not have enough memory. So I think they was all like, you had to, I think you could buy hard drives for the Xbox One to expand the memory, but I wasn't trying to do all that. I was all like, is there just something that I could just plug in and just play the games? They had that product, all right? So I went out and I bought, and I believe it was, I think it is Seagate. I think it's one of their products, I believe. Let me see if it's like on, yep, Seagate. So anyways, Seagate has these hard drives that you could just plug right into your Xbox One. So they had it. Sorry if my voice sounds a little weird because my nose is a little stuffy. So anyways, just felt like I needed to clear that up real quick. So I went out, I had bought the Seagate hard drive, plugged it up into my, I think I bought it for my PlayStation. I think I had bought it for my PlayStation, and then eventually I switched it over to my Xbox, because I was like, I think, at the time, I didn't, so I did buy it for my PlayStation 4, and then eventually I switched it over to my Xbox, I think it was when I very first had bought my Series X, but they made it clear that if you want to play games these hard drives, you're going to have to get a hard drive that's meant for the Xbox Series X. So I was like, okay, if that's what they're advertising it as, where it's like, okay, you have to get the hard drive, okay, then cool. At some point in time, I'll do that. So, I think we all was there when the Xbox Series X had came out in 2020. All right, now the reason why I mention that is because these consoles have been out for a while now. You mean to tell me you couldn't have put that on the packaging when I went out and bought this hard drive this past weekend? You guys couldn't have put that on the packaging. So anyways, I go out. Let me just continue on with this story. So I go out because my memory has been, it's ran up. If we all know, games today, they take up too much space on your consoles. Way too much space. You got where Call of Duty, because now it's like this app, and so they're gonna have Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 1, 2, and 3 all together, and Warzone. So you got all those. Let me just see real quick the Call of Duty. I'm opening up Steam right now, although I know Steam and Xbox is probably gonna be different, but I know for a fact that Call of Duty, it takes up too much space, and it's one of those things where it's like, why? You know, you gotta ask Activision why. When we were playing these games, when you sit down and think about it, we were playing these games and they only took up maybe a couple of gigabytes of memory. You got Call of Duty where it takes up, where does it say? I'm going to the Call of Duty page on Steam right now because I know they got their thing at the bottom. Additional SSD with 149 gigabytes available space launch. There's like, how come they don't just have like the storage thing of how much memory it'll take? Okay, well, Steam's being kind of weird, so. But anyways, it overall takes up a lot of space. I'll tell you guys that much right now. So, yeah, Call of Duty, you got where it's like games, like, because it's a AAA title. And so I guess to explain that to you guys, so like AAA titles, those are the big games. Those are the Call of Duties, the Forzas, the games where it's going to be far over like 20 gigabytes. I feel like the minimum for a AAA game is 20 gigabytes. And then like the highest that I've seen is far over 100 gigabytes. So, and if you sit down and think about it, okay, Xboxes and PlayStations, they only have 1 terabyte. So a terabyte is 1,000 gigabytes. So if you sit down and think about it, let's say there's 10 games that's out. Each of them are 100 gigabytes, right? Now, they don't give you 1,000 gigabytes. It ain't like you're, because they have to have, like, the software stuff for the Xbox or PlayStation. So, you might have, like, 900 and something gigabytes, right? So, but yeah, let's say there's 10 games that's out, all right? And you want all 10 of these games. So, you go out and you buy all 10 of these games, right? And you go, I imagine, like, yeah, if you got that money to spend on, because you sit down and think about 100 gigabyte games, most likely those games going to be like $70 of some sorts. But anyways, mind that, all right? But yeah, you go out and you buy these 10 games, but you realize you don't have enough space. So what are you going to do with that information? You're going to go out and you're going to buy the first hard drive that you see for your Xbox. You're not going to be thinking, oh, well, let me look it up real quick and see, which you're going to, if you do go online and you look up, you just going to see, do they have hard drives in stock? But they don't tell you. That's the thing that, let me just look it up online real quick. Maybe they do. All right, so Seagate, Game Drive. Let's just see maybe if they have it somewhere, Xbox. Okay, so they got, like, this 4 terabyte one. So they was like, all right, okay, so this is off of the website themselves. So they was like, no, I ain't signing up for nothing. So they was all like, take control of your gaming experience with Game Drive for Xbox, featuring up to 4 terabytes of storage. This drive's slim and slick design complements Xbox Series X, Xbox Series S, any generation of Xbox One and Game Pass, perfect for building up your game vault and taking it on the go. Plus, a built-in LED bar illuminates your gaming center in Xbox green. But it don't say nowhere that this thing is compatible for the... So the one that I got, let me just see the one that I got. Let's see if they got like its own little page and stuff on this Seagate thing. Okay. Oh, I think... Is this it? I think this is it. No, that's the... They don't even have ordering. Oh, so no, this is it. And it says the same exact thing, but... Excuse me. It don't say nothing about you can't play games off of this. And that's exactly what it was. And so anyways, I go out, I buy their hard drive, their game drive thing. I plug it up, I install all these games just to come to find out I can't play any of them. No Xbox Series X games, all right? Now, you sit down and you think about that. Why would you guys sell a product, advertise it, that you can have all this extra memory? Because you sit down and think about it, okay, like the example that I was laying out. You have a 1 terabyte Xbox Series X or a 1 terabyte PlayStation, whatever you get, right? You got 1 terabyte of an Xbox. You install 10 games, or you buy 10 games, but you can only install 9 of them. So that's why you will go out and buy one of the hard drives so you can have more memory and you can install the game. So pretty much what they want you to do with these hard drives is that you buy it, plug it up to your Xbox, and then when you're done with one game, you move that over to the terabyte or to the Seagate game drive thing, and then that's when you move over. No. I'm not trying to do that. I'm trying to have it where the game is installed and I can play the game whenever I want and not have to move and transfer stuff around. If that's the case, then I might as well just uninstall the game and just install the one that I want to play. But I'm like, I'm not trying to do that either. That's why if a person goes out and they buy one of your guys' game drives, they're buying it because they want to have more space on their Xbox or PlayStation, whatever drive that they're buying the console for and stuff. Like, you guys got to sit down and think about that. That's like going and expanding your house. You're all like, I want a new room. I want a new bathroom. I want whatever. You expand your house, but you can't use it. So then what's the reason of expanding my house then if I can't use that part of my house? You see what I'm saying? Do you see like how that type of stuff just doesn't make sense? There is no reason for this product to be on shelves if you can't use it. You can use only like, you can somewhat use it, but you can't use it. No, I'm not trying to somewhat use something. If I buy a product to use it, I'm want to use it. And so now I gotta go up to this store, see if I could get my money back. I don't even know if I could get my money back for this. I should be able to, but my thing is that what's gonna concern me is that I'm gonna go up to Walmart, I'm gonna try to get my money back, and then I'm not gonna be able to. And they're gonna be all like, oh well, you open up the package, and with stuff products like that, once when it's open, you can't get your money back. That's what concerns me. That's what's like, you know what, because maybe, I don't know, I'm trying to think. Have I returned stuff to Walmart before? I haven't returned stuff to Walmart before. I have with Best Buy. I'm like, if I knew then what I know now, I definitely would have bought it from Best Buy and things. I wouldn't even have bought it in the first place. That's the one thing about it. So I know people are going to probably be asking, so do they have something where you can expand the memory and then play the games off of it? Yeah. So the one that I bought, it's $89.99. They have, hold on for a second. Let me, because I did look it up to see if they had something, expansion. Yeah, they call it an expansion card. So I bought my product for $89.99, right? And they have, okay, so see, they have it off of the Seagate website. So they got the one where it's pretty much the same price as the one that I had bought. Where it's supposed to be where you can play games off of it, but it's only 512 gigabytes for $89.99. 512 gigabytes, when we all know that most games it is 512 gigabytes. I'm saying, I'm like, that's not so. The one that I bought, so the game drive that I bought, it's 2 terabytes. The 2 terabyte expansion card costs $299.99. My thing is this. That is honestly some scamming stuff. No, seriously. It is seriously some scamming stuff. Because when you go out and you buy a hard drive, right, for your computer. Imagine buying this hard drive and they're like, oh, you can't install. You can install files onto the hard drive. You just can't look at them. Like, let's say you're a photographer, right? Let's say you're a photographer you take 100 pictures, but you're like, oh man, I need more space, so I'm going to transfer these photos over to my hard drive. You transfer it over, and you're all like, oh man, I want to look at some of these photos. These are some good photos. Can't look at none of them. You can't look at the videos you recorded. You can't, whatever products you're installing. Let's say if you're a musician, you install FL Studios. Can't use FL Studios because that's not what the hard drive is intended for. That, it's stuff like that where it's like, then why sell the product? That's what I'm, you guys could have saved your money with making these game drives, or have it where the game drives, where it's like, you guys could have very well said, because you say game drive for Xbox. What's that first word when you say, when you're calling out for like the Microsoft consoles, what's the first word? Is blank Series X and S. I don't think blank is going to be PlayStation. I don't think it's going to be GameCube. I don't think it's going to be the Game Boy Advance. No, it is Xbox. So when I get a game drive, and it's in the title, game. I'm saying, like, what? Why else would you think somebody would buy that product? That, no. Honestly, Seagate is scamming people. They are seriously scamming people because that don't make no sense to sell that product if you can't even play games off of it. So, if anybody is wondering, should you do business with Seagate? It's probably best if you don't, because I feel that a lot of people are going to, if you have it already, and I feel like there probably has been some other people where they've made the same mistake as me, and then now they ain't got to suffer because it's like, it might be a situation where they can't even get their money back, you know? So hopefully I can, but if I can't, I'm telling you right now, I was like, that, see, no, Seagate is a company that I would never work for, because I'm like, that's some crazy stuff to have it where you sell a product and you can't even do nothing with that product. So what's the point of the product existing? You guys could have saved all that money, right? You could have saved all that money with the hard or the game drives, and you could put that money into making more expansion cards. It had it where the expansion cards were that price of like, oh, you could get you a 2 terabyte one for $89.99. But if I want to get 2 more terabytes, right? And then they have these hard drive or these game drives where, so the 2 terabyte one for the expansion card costs $300. If I wanted to get a 4 terabyte game drive, That's gonna be a lot cheaper. So you sit down and think about it. You're like, okay, well, I don't know what this expansion card does, but I know a game drive. It ain't no different than a hard drive and stuff. I'm saying, like, you guys gotta sit down and think about stuff like that, where it's like, do they say maybe in key specs? No, it doesn't say anywhere. It doesn't say anywhere with this product that, like, you can't, or you can't play Xbox Series X games. They say complements Xbox Series X and S in any generation of Xbox One. But they don't tell you, hey, this isn't, you cannot play Xbox Series X games, because they know that there'll probably be people out there where they don't like doing that whole refund stuff, and then they'll just stick with whatever product. And I'm like, no, not me. I'm like, I'm going to, my thing is this, I will figure out a way to get my money back, but I am not going to be having no products. I almost don't even want the other memory card that I have with them, just because I know that this, because I know with the last one that it was like, okay, I knew because it was an older game drive, so I was like, all right, cool, I'll go out and get me another one, so I can play Xbox Series X games off of it. Yeah, I'm like, that's some scamming stuff, man. So anyways, with that being said, I will talk to y'all later. Thank you guys for watching and or listening. Stay tuned for the next episode, and peace.